Getting an update on planting progress from the Iowa Soybean Association. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Visiting here today with Alex Schaefer, who is the Iowa Soybean Association research agronomist. And Alex, rain has been the hot topic across the Midwest this week. Is that putting some delays on planting across Iowa, or get us up to date there?
Yeah, so not too bad. I think the rain was wanted more than anything, so really pretty helpful planting. And mostly wrapped up, and even some replant stuff is out of the ground at this point, and things grew quite a bit last week with the heat. Most of the beans are still in the unifoliate stage, and corn's getting up around V3 or V4. So a handful of farmers I know got a post-emergent herbicide application last week, and I think the rain really helps them with their residual activation.
Gotcha. And it's been really nice to see some rain as we were really dry the past week or so. And I know you mentioned a little bit about emergence then, but everything still seems to be going good and the crop's looking good.
Yeah, everything's up, and really I'm happy with the stands that are out there. There's a few water holes here and there, and I've heard about a little bit of seedling disease from some early planted crops that had sat in the ground for a little while, but in general, I think everything looks really nice for this time of year.
Gotcha. And you also have a project going on with Iowa State University. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so as farmers are getting closer to their side dress nitrogen application, there's a project we've been working on with ISU developing an online nitrogen fertilizer consultation tool that can be found at n-fact.ag. You can put in some simple information about how you manage your farm and some geographic information, and it'll spit out some economic optimum nitrogen rates based on 5-rate trials that we're doing across the state.
With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.